Did you know that you can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by donating stocks, bonds, and mutual funds to Lutheran Public Radio? For more information, contact Craig at 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385. Please consider donating stocks, bonds, or mutual funds to Issues Etc. this year. Call Craig today, 618-223-8385. Thanks for your support. It's the end of the first hour on Friday. That means it's time for us to announce our Issues Etc. blog picks of the week. You can have us reading your blog. All you need to do is let us know that your blog exists. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. And if you can, have the Issues Etc. widget there in the sidebar of your blog. You can get that widget, as I mentioned before, at our homepage, issuesetc.org. Click support right there at the bottom of that page. You'll find two versions of the widget you can put on your blog and some, I hope, simple instructions on how to do it.
My pick this week is We Are All Beggars by Pastor Anthony Volaterini. I'm getting closer.
I'm getting better than I've done.
Just when in doubt, speak quickly. Pastor Anthony Volaterini. It's a blog post titled Wherever Christ Sows. It's a quote from C.F.W. Walther. If a church is pure doctrine, it does not become a false church on account of the sins that occur in it. In fact, if a church is really a Christian church, it is inevitable that many sins will occur in it. The purer the doctrine in a church, the more hostile Satan is toward it and the more he strives to shame it. Wherever souls are truly rescued from sin and brought to peace with God by the pure preaching of Christ, Satan angrily attacks and seeks to make the church appear to be a haven for every type of sin. Wherever there is true unity of faith, Satan creates an illusion of discord and strife. It is quiet and peaceful wherever the devil rules. But wherever his power is taken from him by word and sacraments, he rages with all his might as the prince of darkness. In short, wherever Christ sows his good seed, we can be certain Satan will scatter his weeds there also. My pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week, We Are All Beggars.
Mine comes from a blog we've chosen many times here called Incarnatus Est. Pastor Gregory Alms writes this blog, and I always like to pick the quotations. Sometimes it's better than the stuff you write yourself. And this is posted under his blog. The post is called We Are the Lord's Garments, and it's apropos for the coming Transfiguration celebration. And it's from a sermon preached, I believe, by Venerable Bede. If anyone asks what the Lord's garments, which became as white as snow, represent typologically, we can properly understand them as pointing to the church of his saints, who, at the time of the resurrection, will be purified from every blemish, from iniquity, at the time from all darkness of mortality. Concerning the Lord's garments, the evangelist Mark remarks now that they become as white as snow, such that no bleacher on earth can make them white. It is evident to everyone that there is no one who can live on earth without corruption and sorrow. So it is evident that all who are wise, although heretics deny it, that there is no one who can live on earth without being touched by some sin. But what a cleansing agent, that is, teacher of souls or some extraordinary purifier of his body, cannot do on earth, the Lord will do in heaven. He will purify the church, which is his clothing, from all defilement of flesh and spirit. That's my pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week. If you'd like us to consider your blog, send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, and we'll have my pick and Jeff's pick ready at the website for you to read too, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. In Hour 2 of Issues Etc. on this Friday afternoon, February the 17th, we're going to go back about 460-some-odd years to Eisleben, Germany, where this man lies dying in a bed, the same town where he was born. This man has, well, he has seen a lot in his short lifetime, seen a lot of changes, and he has been excommunicated from his church. He has been denounced by the Pope and the Emperor. He's had a price on his head for about 30 years. And finally, when he dies there in Eisleben, Germany, Martin Luther is asked whether he holds fast to the confession of the faith as he has preached it and taught it, and his response is a strong affirmative, yes, he holds fast to it. God help me. refusing to recant what the Roman Catholic Church referred to as his heresies and his errors, even to his dying breath, will not only talk about his death with the Church remembers tomorrow, but also talk about the life and the work of 16th century reformer Martin Luther with Dr. Paul Meyer, Professor Emeritus of Ancient History at Western Michigan University, for the entire second hour of Issues Etc. Stay tuned. That starts in about 7 minutes.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.